All right, check this out. Let me introduce you all to 62-year-old Glenn Rogers, who is nicknamed the Casanova Killer. Now, Glenn Rogers was executed yesterday after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sentenced him to death for multiple murders that I'll get into in 1 second. Now, what I want to point out is that Glenn Rogers' final words and the final moments before his execution, he didn't show any remorse. He didn't go for any redemption. They were a message to Donald Trump. I want to tell you all what the message was because I think it's indicative of the type of person that Trump attracts. Now, let me just back up. I would never say that all Trump supporters are like this, or even most. I don't generalize like that. That is not what I do. That is not what we should do. But it is worth talking about the kinds of people that his movement uniquely seems to pull in. For example, when Jim Jones formed his cult a while back, the people in his cult were usually in a rough place in their life. They were vulnerable, and Jim Jones preyed on that. Again, not all Trump supporters are like that, but we can go through a pattern and show and demonstrate that people who are uniquely vulnerable or impressionable or prone to radicalization. That's the term right there. People who are uniquely prone to radicalization are oftentimes pulled into the MAGA movement. Do you guys remember Steve Regini? This is a chilling story that I don't even want to get into, but this man recorded himself ranting about wokeness while holding his baby hostage. Don't worry, there's nothing graphic in this video. And then he died hours after this was taken. Again, let me play a second of this. There's nothing graphic in it, but just keep in mind what I was saying about being prone to radicalization.
I'm here. My name is Stephen Regini. I am a resident of Maine, and I had the cops called on me. A SWAT team showed up, and I am now engaged in a shootout. My state has been the number one abortion and gay rights state in the entire country, and I've been segregated against for my beliefs. Now they're trying to arrest me simply because I do not believe in gay rights and abortion, which is the number one state of Maine right now. That's what they do. They're an abortion mill. So I'm here. I'm in a shootout with the authorities who are protecting the rights of doctors to murder babies.
What the protecting the rights of doctors to murder babies. Just wait.
And they are protecting the rights of children to be ripped out of the womb and killed. I'm here with my baby daughter, who they're also trying to take away.
He's using his baby daughter as a human shield, and his justification is that Democrats put kids in danger.
And I assure you that I am not the aggressor here. They tried to arrest me. They tried to tase me. They're trying to make me a criminal. They are trying to get me in trouble. They are trying to take me to jail for a...
They're trying to vaccinate. They say they're trying to vaccinate.
...long time for getting in an argument with my wife, which was a simple argument.
Okay. The point is, this guy rants about wokeness and vaccines and trans people. Trump pulls in uniquely deranged people. Okay, what about this guy? What about a January 6th-er that Trump pardoned, and then less than a week later, he was shot and killed near my hometown? I grew up in Northwest Indiana, and this reads, an Indiana man was fatally shot by a deputy during a traffic stop just days after he was pardoned by President Trump for a misdemeanor related to the Capitol riot. Huddle, 42, of Hobart, was killed Sunday by a Jasper County Sheriff's deputy. Who would have thought when somebody attacks police officers and tries to subvert a peaceful process, and then you let them go and tell them they're a patriot for doing that, they're going to end up doing it again. That's just what happens. And does this mean that Trump led him to do this? No. Does it mean that Trump directly led this man to have a mental break? No. That's not even the point that I'm making. It's just that when you create a movement that offers people who are lost and angry a sense of belonging, and that sense of belonging is lashing out at brown people and immigrants, and yeah, we're going to see it manifest in this way. Again, the investigation shows that during the traffic stop, the suspect was in possession of a firearm. Now, that firearm would be illegal. Wait, no, the firearm wouldn't be illegal because Trump pardoned him. Therefore, I guess he can own a firearm. Just a complete mess. When Republicans talk about cleaning criminals off of the streets, they're talking about anyone who is not white, I guess, because Trump pardoned hundreds and hundreds of J6ers who were broadly just white Trump supporters, right? And then there's this dude.
I haven't been able to find a job in a year, and my entire life has been just struggling for existence, fighting Democrats and trying to stand up for my country. Let me ask you.
Bro, stand up for your child before you're standing up for your country and fighting Democrats. Like, dude.
If you're a law enforcement officer, Why do you support the COVID vaccines?
Okay, I knew he was going to bring it back to vaccines. Let's go. Sorry, none of this is funny. But to go back to this, let's read the story at hand. Serial killer has a 6-word message for President Trump in his final moments before execution. A suspected serial killer, he's gone now, who spent decades on death row, had a message for President Trump in his final moments before his execution this week. That's also why the death row is oftentimes looked down upon, because they're still saying suspected serial killer. Glenn Rogers, 62, who very likely did it, also known as the Casanova Killer, was executed by lethal injection on Thursday, May 15th, according to reports from the Associated Press, NBC News, and CBS News. He was pronounced dead at Florida State Prison near Stark at 6:16 p.m. Rogers was handed down a death sentence for the 1995 murder of 34-year-old Tina Marie Cribbs. Tragic, a mother of two who was found dead in a Tampa motel room, per the outlets. He was also convicted in California of the 1995 killing of Sandra Gallagher, despicable human being, and sentenced to death, but remained incarcerated in Florida. He met both women at bars prior to their murders. In his last words prior to his execution, Rogers shared a message for President Trump. Quote, President Trump, keep making America great again, he said, after thanking his wife. Wait a minute. Him thanking his wife wasn't even the last thing that he said. He said the Trump thing as his final words after thanking his wife. Then he said, I'm ready to go. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was the one who signed last month the death warrant. Rogers had 3 failed attempts to overturn his guilty verdict. Trump signed it, and this guy ended up dying. Authorities said Rogers strangled Gallagher, a mother of 3. And again, I just want to back up. When Jim Jones started People's Temple, which was the cult that that's the original name, right, that ended up growing and growing and growing, he didn't recruit powerful people. He targeted people in crisis, people who felt ignored or discarded or unstable. And rather than channeling that energy into like a productive therapy session or religion or whatever the hell you want to embrace, he directed it towards his own ego, and that's how cults grow. Trump does the same thing on a national scale. He'll target people in pain. He tells them their problems aren't their fault. It's the fault of immigrants, or sometimes the media, or minorities, or women's, or the deep state, or scientists, or I could keep going all day. There's always a scapegoat, like university professors, or judges lately. He's been attacking judges, or like Adam Shifty Schiff, whoever the hell he wants to blame, he has a scapegoat. And people who feel ignored or discarded or used by society can then channel their problems into these scapegoats. And when that message is repeated over and over and over, it radicalizes the fringe. It invites the fringe in and legitimizes a broader movement that isn't even fringe. I have friends who voted for Trump who are 23 years old who don't know what QAnon is. I remember I made a joke to my friend recently, and you know, I don't talk to him much, but I made a joke about QAnon, and he was like, what's that? And I was like, wait, you voted for Trump, right? And he was like, yeah, my parents did too. And he was like, I don't know what QAnon is. The whole point is there's a bunch of Trump supporters who aren't radicalized, but they invite in essentially the QAnon people, the same people that we see in these videos right here. And I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos I make, if you appreciate what I do, all that I ask is that you scroll down and drop a like, a quick moment of gratitude. Everybody that watches my videos, trust me, it means more than you know. Sometimes I'm working and I'm making a bunch of videos every single day, so I don't get the time to pause and say thank you for everything, because everything is so fast paced. But thank you for everything. I love you guys.